Welcome to Podtacular episode 205, post ODST hype for the week of October 1st, 2009.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular. I am your host, Duststorm.
And I am your host, G. Lewis.
I'm your guest host, Amplified Silence.
Amplified. You actually sucked at Amplified, by the way.
I'm your guest host, Chucky J.
And I am also a guest host, Captain Planet.
And I am also a guest host, Slayer Stew.
Hey, Captain Planet, can I be a Planeteer?
Which one do you want to be?
Earth.
Okay. As long as you're not hard. That kid's his name.
Can I be the,
You can't, you can't be two. That's impossible.
Can I be, can I be the Planeteer of Love? The Love Planeteer. The Love Doctor. With a key.
They call me Dr. Love!
With a kiosk.
With a kiss of cherry.
The kiss. Anyway.
It's amazingly smooth.
Welcome back, folks. I like how Funny Boy spells Xbox Live in the bottom of his submission. Sorry, I'm just reading it.
Remember, he's typing on his iPod Touch. That's his excuse.
His iPod.
It looks like he didn't drop it in the toilet.
You mean at the
in the
toilet? I thought he had insurance from Best Buy.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, he only hit me in Best Buy. My bad.
Totally.
How you ladies been this week?
I'm not going to answer that.
Who has recon? Who has it?
I do.
I know Chucky does. I don't.
Chucky, you have recon before? God damn it.
I do not have recon. Dialpex and Squirrel helped me out, man.
Oh,
Amp
for real?
Does.
Yep.
Oh, Amp's got it too, man.
I got it on Thursday.
Yeah. Dude, I don't have any of the Vidmaster achievements. I don't have one of them.
Oh, you got to get annual? Oh, oh, man.
What's annual?
Oh,
you don't have the one from Halo 3?
Oh, annual's retarded.
I have everyone for Halo 3 except annual.
Ooh.
What's annual? Ooh. What do you have to do? How do you get it?
Enlightened. Finish the four ghosts level and ghosts. With Iron on the last mission, and you can't die or you get sent back to the last.
Why is it called annual?
Because it came out the 25th of September 2008.
Oh, okay.
When title update, or like after title update or whatever, you had to do it. I don't know, it was weird.
Yeah.
Okay,
I got you.
Anyway. You don't have any of the ones from Halo 3 either?
No, I don't have any. I don't try to get achievements. Right. I guess we have to carry
Gino.
I just pwned Dizzle on the ML Jizzle.
Lewis.
Dude, I just pwned Dizzle on the ML Jizzle, man. Chill out, man.
I think I'm the only MLG 50 here, so I don't know if you're pwning quite yet.
I just pwn Dizzle on the ML Jizzle. That's what I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have Endor or the one where you have to get Lieutenant Rank with the new ranking system.
Yeah, me either.
What?
It's a new ranking system?
But I haven't gotten it yet.
Wait. New ranking system? What? Talking about?
Yeah, playlist has ranks.
Light Switch. Oh.
Okay, well, I probably have that one then. Hold on. Let me go to my Xbox.com and check it. But, you know, that's the show notes. I should not get rid of the show notes.
Yeah, please don't.
Anyway, getting on to the actual show here.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen?
We have...
What have y'all been playing?
Who's in the... Oh, I'm not even in the chat.
ODST, obviously.
Oh, okay.
I've been playing Ghost Recon Advanced Warfare.
I forgot to go pick up my copy, and GameStop sent it back and made me pay $5 for it.
Are you kidding? Is that a joke?
No, I got it at midnight, and I have recon. How would that happen?
I don't know. I'm just kidding. Maybe you bought it at Walmart or something.
I pre-ordered it right after E3, so I had my copy secured.
I did too from Amazon.
Oh, we got to talk about the party. We didn't even talk about the party. Oh.
I got it cheaper from Best Buy.
What's that?
How cheaper? How much cheaper?
Like, they had that deal where you buy one game, get another game half off. So
what game
I got
you get?
Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2. And
We're at
Best Buy.
Oh, bitch. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You told me about that in the forums, didn't you?
Yeah. Such a good deal. I wanted to do the same thing with Modern Warfare 2, but there wasn't another game beyond that that I wanted.
Forza? You don't want Forza?
Bioshock 2. Bioshock 2.
I don't want to pay.
What about Assassin's Creed?
Mm-mm. Bioshock. Multiplayer.
Yeah, Bioshock 2 is going to be pretty sweet once it comes out.
You can't pre-order Bioshock yet.
You can. At Best Buy.
Yeah. I already pre-ordered StarCraft 2. I pre-ordered it like the day.
Yo, son, I work there. I know this stuff.
I should have.
Gene Nubbis is in the loop.
Checked it out with you.
Yeah, man. Just let me know what you need. Where'd that song go? What you want, what you need, hit me up. I got you, man. Anyway. you guys know. Okay. I'm taking Conflict off my friends list, by the way. JK.
Okay. Anyway, for everyone's listening in, we have Chucky back, Captain Planet back, Amplify is back.
Amplify was on last episode.
Yeah, Amplify was on. Yep, last one.
That was a popular one.
Yes, he is.
All of us have stayed ODST, so yep. We are actually here to talk about ODST. But we have
Slayer Stuve is new.
Yeah,
most of us have ODST. I've been playing on my ex-friend's Xbox, so I don't count.
Are you an Aussie?
No, I'm Californian.
Oh, okay.
Same thing.
But yeah, so Slayer is new on the show. So welcome.
Hi, Slayer.
What's up, man?
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
We appreciate you having you on, man.
We appreciate your life story. Having you for dinner.
Nom nom.
So, Slayer, tell us a little bit about yourself, how you found Podtacular, what do you do around the forums, that kind of stuff.
I found Podtacular through Bungie.com because I was looking through the updates like 2 years ago. And I've been playing Halo 3 recently, and I just got Steam on my computer and downloaded Gary's mod, Half-Life.
Do you live in Columbus by chance?
A bunch of that stuff. So I haven't played through all of them. I've started playing around with Gary's mod, which is a lot of fun. And I've played maybe a mission and a half with ODST on my friend's Xbox because I can't get it yet. So,
we're going to spoil the game for you now.
Why is that?
I don't care.
Why can't you get it?
Because I pre-ordered through Red vs. Blue website with a premium edition, and it got canceled. So.
Uh-oh.
Do you get your money back?
Yeah, I got my money back, but I just, like, the day before I was going to get it, the same thing that had to happen on their podcast, it happened to me, and I was so annoyed. Like,
Rawr.
Buy it at, like, Best Buy or something. Find a store that
You should do that. Actually, if you get it from Best Buy right now, you get a $10 gift card for the, I think until, like, the 5th or the 4th.
Toys R Us is giving out $20 gift cards. I'm thinking I'm going to go over there and get one.
Yeah, if you do that, you can get another $10 for your next thing, so it's good to go.
It's okay. I already pre-ordered it through GameStop, so.
Yeah, I'm going to pick it up next week or something.
Yeah, I got a 10% discount at my school's digital store or whatever. So.
Wait, your school sells Halo?
Well, they sell games, and there's a 10%.
You go to the best school ever.
Wow. That's a nice perk.
Oh, wait.
It is a tech school, so, you know.
Wow, that's a really nice perk.
Yeah, here. Yeah. At Georgia Tech, they had a booth set up that you could just play ODST in the student section.
Nice.
They actually have they have a big LAN weekend this weekend, and they're having an ODST tournament. It's pretty much free admission. I think some people about to pay because they, I don't know.
At your school?
Yeah.
What's your school again? I always forget.
Rochester Institute of Technology.
Oh boy, that's a mouthful.
I pull host every single game in Halo 3. I can tell you that much. I have a beast connection here.
Yeah, he has like a
He's a beast!
Actually, it's an OC3, if you guys know what that is.
That's best right. Yeah, it, yeah.
It's we have an OC3, two T1s, and like a T3 or something. It's ridiculous.
I know here I have an, or the university I go to has an OC3 and a T1 line.
What the heck is OC3?
It's better than T3.
It's a lot better.
It's
than
really it's close optical. To the backbone.
It's optical network.
Oh, so it's like
blazing U-verse? Fast.
So it's like U-verse.
It's like super internet.
No, it's faster than U-verse.
Super internet.
think about like I don't know. It's at least in the gig. It's probably in the hundred of gigabit range.
All right,
well, it's probably close to the backbone of the internet too.
Yeah, that's part. 150 gigabit, isn't it?
It's 155 megabits per second.
Anyway, welcome to the Halo podcast.
Oh, yeah.
What are we talking about now?
I don't know. There's this thing called ODST. I have no idea what it is. But...
Just so everybody knows, if you're not on my friends list tomorrow, it's because I'm going through it. Just send me another friend request. I'm sorry if I deleted you. I've got like 37 friend requests, and I need to accept them.
Better not delete me, G.
Actually, I deleted your... No, I'm just kidding.
Ah, no.
You have like four accounts, Dustin.
I have two, thank you.
I'm just kidding.
And now he has a 30.
Oh, yeah.
31.
Ooh.
Thanks to someone.
Yep, someone.
No pun intended. Yeah.
Yeah, not you, G-Nub.
Oh.
Dems fight words.
Okay, well, we're here to talk about ODST, some of the, at least I hope everyone had a chance to play it who's listening to the podcast. If not, go out and get a copy from Best Buy, GameStop, Amazon, Walmart.
Do the Best Buy you want to. Trust me.
Yeah.
Blockbuster. Do what you gotta do.
Steal it.
No.
Okay. Yeah, go look on YouTube how to steal from Blockbuster. I mean, don't do that.
So support the developer, support Bungie, and go buy the game.
Yeah, that means you'll go on torrent sites and download it. And
you know, actually, speaking of that, I downloaded the XNA this week, and I've been messing around with it, and I'm going to...
That's fun, but there's a new one that's coming out that's going to be even better.
Oh, for real? Because I think I want to make a Zune game. Because it looks pretty cool.
Oh, I have something I just was thinking about today. At my school, we have a game development program. And if you go look in the room, one of the labs that they have Alienware computers. There's like 20 of them in that room. And Xbox dev kits all over the place, too.
Are you kidding me?
It's amazing.
Oh, man.
my community college has the same kind of lab set up.
Nice.
Oh, that's, dude, what the?
You I'm guys like, think.
Dude, I'm going to a pro legit school, and they're all like, oh, pro school anyway. I'm going to like a. I mean,
there's
nothing
no,
like that.
I go to community college, and we've got dev kits, right?
No, we don't got anything like that. No.
We don't have anything here either. There's no gaming classes, game nothing at my university.
Dustin, both of your avatar.
Game hunting.
Have the same avatar. That's funny.
Yeah, that's kind of the point.
I was just looking at him.
What my school does have is a zombie plan.
Oh,
nice.
No, what your school does have is Tim Tebow.
Yeah, he is a zombie plan.
He's just going to throw footballs at them all.
Been to Antarctica.
We have this disaster preparedness site for like the e-learning people or something, and so they have like hurricane preparedness.
Oh yeah, you
like,
need that.
What happens if all the computers go down? And then like the fifth thing down was zombies.
Nice.
What are you supposed to do in the event of a zombie?
Well,
what about
obviously
the Covenant?
You kill them, the but after attack? You kill them, you have to fill out some paperwork.
What if the Covenant attack?
Paperwork.
Yeah.
There's no time to do paperwork.
If you kill one of your fellow employees, then you have to fill out paperwork so that the university knows what symptoms you saw, what weapons you used, and
where you hit the body.
whether or not physical plant has been out to pick up the body, and you have to let them know so that they can cancel payroll for that person.
Wow.
Wow. That's a nice school. That's a nerdy school. They went that far.
It got picked up in our local newspaper, and then the university took that part down.
So the school didn't know about it?
No. The guy who wrote all those other plans, which are serious, wrote that one half, like kind of to entertain his fellow employees and stuff.
So does anybody know when Halo Waypoint's going to come out?
Next year sometime.
Ask Frankie.
I thought they told us it was supposed to come out when ODST launched. Isn't that what
it's supposed to come out? It's supposed to come out fall this year.
I thought it was supposed to be. Didn't they originally say it's supposed to come out when ODST launched?
In January.
It says fall. That's what it says on the website.
Fall of this year.
Yeah.
November 5th.
Really?
Where'd you get that date from?
He just pulled out of his butt.
This was posted on Twitter, November 5th. Mark,
I think I heard that.
Calendar.
Yeah, I heard that because it was right. It's right before Anaheim. So
that's what the Halo Waypoint Twitter said.
Hold on. Yeah. Did you guys see this yet? I watched this video and I don't understand. It asked you for a level 4 clearance.
Oh yeah.
It was actors who were not the real actors from the game.
Yeah, because I guess it's Buck, and I was like, that's not Nathan Fillion. Who is that?
Right, it's some other guy.
I was so annoyed. I saw that. I was like, what the heck?
I went through part of it, and I was like, no, I'm not gonna watch this anymore.
I love the.
We should say what we're talking about.
Those are pretty awesome. Pyramid walls.
So, what is this thing that you just sent us?
Oh, that's the link to that video.
Right, but it's like a video that Microsoft made to promote ODST. And it's got Buck and somebody else.
Dutch.
Wait, Buck is supposed to be in there?
Yeah. Dutch. It's Buck and Dutch.
Buck is doing the interviewing.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
And it's not Fillion.
It's the lamest
Fillion.
Epic fail. No
famous Halo promotion I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I found out the guy who did the Believe commercials for Halo 3 did the ODST.
Yeah.
Makes sense. It has a similar style.
Yeah. They're also the ones that made the Warthog. So.
Yeah, I think if there was a Halo movie, they should be the guys to do it. Not.
Yeah, me. Definitely.
No, I don't think I don't think the ODST one was made by the same.
Nah, I mean, I'm reading it here on Halo Waypoint. It's the same people.
Really? Okay.
At least, hold on, let me send it to you.
I might be going to drive the Warthog for winter break.
Are you kidding
me? Yeah.
How are you so fortunate?
Dude, you gotta hook me up. I'll fly out. I don't care where it is.
It's New Zealand.
Oh, dude, I'm there. Let's do it.
We're possibly gonna go take a tour of Weta workshops and then go drive the Warthog.
Can you punch Peter Jackson in the cojones for me?
It's Steven Spielberg now. It's not Steven's the one taking over.
Oh, okay. Well,
supposedly.
It's for me.
Mr. Spielberg.
I don't believe that.
We have high expectations.
Did everybody download the free theme?
Yep. Yeah, yes. I did.
Yep. Oh,
yes.
How's it going? Free Fallout 3 theme, though. So.
Okay, well, ODST was a good game. I played it, and it was fun. And now
this week I bought the Halo Uprising comic.
Nice.
Ooh, all of them. I bought all of them, and
that for a while.
Because they sell books at Best Buy apparently as of Monday. They were just sitting there, and I was like,
"We've had books for a while."
Comics and books.
Yeah, we've had regular books for a while.
My store didn't, but anyway.
Don't read.
Yeah, I just saw it sitting
there. Read a book.
I was just like, I have to buy this. I would be a non-Halo lover if I don't buy this book, so I bought it.
Well, according to some people, you're a Halo lover for buying ODST because they don't think it's worth it. But too bad for them. They don't.
Whoever says that is stupid. And they're missing it.
And they're dumb.
It's a $30 campaign, and you get the $30 of Halo 3.
Firefight's worth it. I don't care. If Firefight was a game itself, it'd definitely be worth it.
You get $10 in maps. You get $20 in multiplayer, and then you get $30 in campaign. It's a fairly good breakdown.
Oh no! In my point of view, it's actually cheaper than the game should.
I don't think it should.
Because the ODST campaign, to me, is a full campaign. It's about as long as Halo 3, and I thought Bungie did a tons better with the ODST campaign than they did the Halo 3 campaign.
Yeah,
but they did.
Do you really think it's longer?
Are you kidding me?
It's about the same.
The top rated Halo 3 player is Flamesword.
I think the people who are saying it's shorter kind of race through the city just to finish the missions as fast as possible.
That's exactly what I did.
So have you found all the audio logs?
Oh, those are so cool.
I did that the first run through.
I've got the first 12.
The 30th is the coolest one though, because it's actually interactive in the campaign, which is pretty cool.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Ooh, tell me.
And if you actually you kind of have to listen to the first 29 before you get the 30th to actually understand what's going on. But it's really cool to just do that.
So you have to move around in the 30th one?
30th one is actually in Data Hive, the mission.
Yeah, you have to follow the cop guy into...
Yeah.
Remember the cop at Data Hive?
Spoiler alert.
So wait a second. Hold on, if you don't want to hear this, fast forward about 5 minutes. One question. Yeah.
Sorry. Hold on.
If you don't want the game spoiled, don't even listen to the show. Just stop.
That's a good point, too.
Okay, hold on. Let me help you out.
Okay, all right, quick.
So, whenever I open up one of the things, it doesn't go in order?
It goes in order no matter which ones you pick up.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Okay. But the 30th one has to be in Data Hive?
30th one is only in Data Hive.
Where's it at?
So you have to find all 29 outside first.
Yeah, you played through without... Getting them first, obviously, right?
Yeah.
So you know how the cop dies when you go down the second thing? He doesn't when you have the other 29.
Oh.
He comes down with you, and he...
You don't come with him, and he walks off, and you have to follow him, and he'll open up a door, and inside that door is like a quote-unquote sleeping guy, and right above him...
No, he's dead.
Yeah.
It's Sadie's father, as the spoiler.
Oh. Right,
so... It's him checking to make sure he's dead, and then the audio file is on the wall, and then you have to kill the cop. So,
why do you have to kill the cop?
Because
he's
going to
kill you.
No one should know about this. Shoots you with a shotgun.
Yeah, because he's got a shotgun trained on your face.
It's easy though. All you have to do is bash him once, and he's dead.
Yeah, he's weak.
That's pretty cool. Though.
Even on legendary, it's like bam.
And so. We can get into this later, but that's the ninth circle of hell is like betrayal or whatever.
Oh.
A whole thing I still don't understand, but anyway.
How are you betraying him? Anyway, that's a whole
thing. No, he's betraying you.
You're Dante, and you're going through the nine circles of hell.
So the rookie's real name is Dante.
No.
But he was born in New Jerusalem or whatever. I just fought in New Jerusalem, which has something to do with Dante too, which I don't understand.
So how do we know the rookie? I thought the rookie was from Hungary, from the Tarkov guy. I just assumed that was the rookie.
No, that's not the rookie.
Oh, okay.
Moving on.
The guy from the live action thing is not the rookie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a different guy.
Whole different guy. Because the rookie speaks English and Tarkov does not.
Kind of like you are Master Chief.
You're right, I am.
I like how the rookie doesn't get an opportunity to talk. He gets interrupted a couple times.
Yeah.
He's about to.
He has an opportunity to speak, but then he's interrupted, yeah.
Yeah. And then the engineer and him are just watching Buck and Dare do their thing. And you're like,
that's so stupid. Yeah. I wish they didn't add that in that story.
Oh, come on.
I don't like the love story. It's just dug stupidly.
It was kind of cheesy.
Okay.
There's been a love story in all the other ones.
Let's be honest. Okay. Did you guys hate the level where you're in the Banshee? I hated it.
Yeah, I didn't really like it.
I was horrible.
Why?
It wasn't horrible, but
it wasn't great.
It was just like, for real. I know they got to make this seem epic, but.
For me,
I just wanted more of the close quarters, for real, fighting. I didn't want this whole ODSTs taking over a Phantom. I was like, oh, come on, this is stupid.
Oh, come on.
Actually, it made sense to me.
I mean, it kind of made sense, but I mean...
What do you mean kind of made sense? It made perfect sense.
It seemed like to me they wanted to pull in some of the best moments from the previous games. Like
when you take it over from the first one.
Well, there's the scene in Halo 2 where you're escorting a Phantom with a Banshee. You know, and that was pretty cool. You got to shoot down all the other Banshees and stuff. Remember that?
At the end when Johnson's driving the Scarab?
No, in the middle, when you're the Arbiter.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, where you find the Flood, too.
That scene was so f***ing laggy.
Really?
Yeah, for me.
Language!
I think my Xbox was just bad. My bad. It never lagged on my Xbox 360. It just lagged on my normal Xbox.
I mean, I just felt like as I played each mission, it felt kind of similar to something that I had enjoyed prior.
Yeah,
I like that highway mission. The highway mission I thought was the best.
Right.
Yeah, especially when you're trying to get the achievement. I like.
Oh no, they've always had.
I hated that mission at the end.
They've always had like those certain kind of missions. One where it's heavy weapons, another one where it's sniping. But Halo 3 didn't have any Banshee ones, did it?
No.
No, not really.
Halo 1 and Halo 2 did, but not Halo 3.
Yeah, you do. You're in a Hornet, but you're not really in the Banshee, but that one part.
Yeah, but you're not in a Hornet that long.
I like the Hornet thing. Yeah. It should have been longer.
That's what she said.
I mean, the Banshee ones, the Banshee ones in Halo 2 and Halo 3 were quite long.
That's what she said.
That didn't make any sense.
Yeah, Banshee, what?
Oh my gosh.
Halo 1 had a Banshee sequence in it too.
Dude, I'm so psyched for
it. It actually had two Banshee sequences.
Oh yeah, it did. And both of them are great.
Yeah. I still think Halo 1's the best campaign.
I don't know, ODST's up there.
Oh, I think ODST ranks right up there with Halo 1 and with Halo.
I think if you do gameplay, it might be Halo 1, but if you do story, it has to be Halo Wars for story. I mean,
That's not Bungie.
I know, but I'm just saying. If we're talking all about Halo games.
I don't know. Story-wise, Ensemble did really well with the story.
Yeah.
For Halo Wars.
They did.
I didn't like Halo Wars. I just thought it was too cheesy.
I didn't feel like I guess I liked the cinematic story, but I didn't feel like it directly tied into the levels that you played. Like they kind of forced it.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
I mean, for Halo being natively first-person shooter, it can be hard to adjust for something like that.
Yeah. I can't wait for my Halo.
I think it's Halo 1, just simply for the twist.
The twist? What was it?
When the Flood show up.
Oh.
Yeah. Like
for the whole first half of the game, the Covenant, like, that's your only enemy. And then all of a sudden you realize,
that one cutscene was freaking scary.
I wanted to play Halo on that level, on that first Flood level. That was scary.
Yeah.
I was like 6 or 7, and I learned how to play Halo on that, and I was like, oh.
The best cinematic was Jenkins. That was the best.
Right. I have something about
Jenkins. Fire weapon. There's too many, Sarge. Don't even think about it.
You guys know, what's it called? Machinima.com?
Yeah.
They came out with, I'm pretty sure they've gone up through Halo 3. They have little videos called cutscenes, and they compile the cutscenes in a funny way. They have like it cut out like at the worst times possible, and like jut into another one like across the campaign. You're just like, what the hell? It's so funny though.
Did they finish all of your histories belong to us?
Yeah, they did. I'm pretty sure it was pretty good.
I watched the first four, and they didn't finish it by that time.
Oh, five came out. I remember seeing it, but it's probably there hidden somewhere. I don't know. So.
No, I watched the day that we talked about it in the last episode. Sorry.
Okay. No, it's fine. Okay, getting on to the meat of the show. We're going to talk mainly about ODST. I mean, we already have a bit, but specifically, we're going to do campaign a little bit, talk about the story a little bit. There are going to be some spoilers in here, so if you don't want to listen to this part,
warning.
Yeah, big warning.
You have.
Then we'll talk about Firefight, what we like, what we don't like, freaking lag. And we have a couple of random frags. I don't know if you guys want to read them or not.
Hold on. I'm reading the comments on one of these Halo videos on YouTube, and the first comment says, "All right, people, I don't want to be ruining anything for anybody, but this is just a rumor I've heard on another YouTube comment. But from what I hear, Halo Reach will be on the PS3.
Yeah, no.
He wins. What a Sony fanboy. Oh, yeah. My God.
That's so stupid. I guess he doesn't understand that Microsoft owns Halo and not Bungie.
They don't anymore. Well, that's part of the whole Bungie declaring independence part.
No, but Microsoft owns the Bungie. Microsoft tag. They don't own Bungie. They own Halo.
Yeah, they own the franchise Halo. Pretty much. So.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they own Halo.
Yeah.
Hooray.
So did we want to do the random fraction or not?
Sure.
I can do private churches.
Yeah.
I'll read the one.
All right. Private Church says, I was wondering if you guys could give a shout out to the Endeavor podcast, hosted by Obsidian Chow, myself, and Arbitration. So
shout outs to y'all.
Yeah.
I'm confused. Are you Samer?
No, I'm Slayer Stew. Samer wasn't on that episode.
No, he wrote "and me" on the comment.
Oh,
so he said,
so you're
me.
A private church.
No. Read it. He wrote "and me."
And Samer.
Read it, what he wrote.
And Samer, and me, and Arbitration. So
there's a comma after that. Chuck.
Obsidian Chow, Samer.
Read what he wrote.
Obsidian Chow, Samer S600, me, and Arbitration.
Yeah, he would be referring to Private Church.
Right, yeah. Not Slayer Stew.
No.
Okay.
But he was on the podcast. So.
Yeah, I was on the podcast because Captain Planet and Samer didn't show up. And
I was supposed to be on, but I had to work because they didn't tell me what time they were recording this since Saturday, and I was like, yeah, if I'm free.
Yeah. Well, I was lacking. I was going to be on it, but they can't.
So what is the Endeavor podcast?
I don't even know.
Basically, it's like video games in general, past, present, and future. So it's kind of cool. We talked about Halo ODST and then basically wound up writing the entire storyline for Halo Reach.
Oh, nice.
So.
Hey, you know what? I've actually read the whole storyline for Halo Reach, and it's called The Fall of Reach. I don't know if you guys
remember. I know. We pretty much took parts from Halo Reach and like beginning of Halo the Flood and pretty much wrote what's going to happen in Halo Reach and how we'd like the cutscenes.
Wait. Now, if you watched the that transmission I was talking about earlier, they cut out the parts in there where they're talking. Like they'll say, "But what about Re?" And then like it'll cut off, and it'll say like, "So maybe they're gonna be doing a part in there about the ODSTs and how Dutch and Buck were at Reach because it says they were at Reach."
Yeah, I read a interview with Nathan Fillion, and he was talking about. They asked him about. He's like. Well, they referenced in the game that Buck was at Reach, so maybe I'll be back in it.
From what I've heard, and this can't be completely corroborated by Microsoft, but a friend who works at Microsoft said that Reach is going to be have playable cutscenes.
Oh, really?
I just heard this on Thursday this week.
So didn't?
But Halo 3 had
Halo
playable
1.
Cutscenes.
Yeah, Halo 1 did too, technically.
Like yes. When,
what do you mean by playable cutscenes?
Like,
is it like one of those things where you have to press like A or X when it says to? Like that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Oh, please no.
I don't know. I guess it would be kind of cool.
What I meant was like when Sergeant Johnson gets kicked into the prison at the on Sierra 117.
Yeah.
You know, you can leave the cinematic and start playing while he's still getting... kidnapped?
That's not a playable.
That's in-engine cinematic.
That's
skipping, kind of.
Right.
That's just it's in-engine.
It's in-engine.
Grabbing something out of the air, referencing one scene from Reach, but yeah, that's kind of what's going to happen.
Mm.
That'd be cool, I guess, unless they mess it up.
Read the Fall of Reach, then you know what scene I'm referencing.
The sex one.
Well,
wait a minute. This isn't Mass Effect now. Come on.
That was Contact Harvest.
Yeah, I haven't read those, but I've only read
the spoiler alert. Contact Harvest has a love scene.
Who's in that? I don't know. Wait, Johnson. What? No, you don't say that. No, it's even more of a spoiler. Good job.
The cigar confidence read full core.
We talked about this in like an episode not too long ago.
Okay, well,
we did.
Maybe 5 or something.
Yeah. Is Johnson an ODST? No. Is he in the game? Yes.
No.
Oh, well.
Johnson is a Spartan. What are you talking about? So's Dare. Dare's a Spartan.
Dude, I don't know who else is excited, but Halo Legends looks pretty sweet.
I don't know. Sergeant Johnson doesn't look too pale.
Dude, what?
Because the Spartans are always wearing their armor. They're all pale. Johnson doesn't look that way.
Yeah, but he's a badass.
That makes sense.
I like how you use the Georgia accent.
And that's a bleep.
can I get to the next submission?
Yeah.
We have it from XXX Death Above Us, which I love the X's in his name because it's so original. He writes, and hey guys, it's Death Above Us. I am here to tell you guys hello in the audio through iTunes on Epicode 200 was terrible. I didn't understand that much. Well, that was a problem that we had. So can you guys fix that so I can listen to you guys at episode 200? Congrats on getting that far. We can't. Sorry. We wish we could, actually.
We would have already.
Technical screw up on our end by doing the first live show. Shout outs to my Aussie friends Rice Neck Roz and Arbitration. Arbitration, whatever. I am not an Aussie, but he's still their friends. PS Dusty, you need to play more custom games and getting up ranks. I mean, Halo ODST possibly drops by this.
It's
so
probably drops by the time this is.
Sorry.
You need to read the full sentence.
So keep on fragging trucks, and are you guys still going to play Halo 3 after ODC? Yeah.
You mean the sentence with no punctuation? That sentence?
Yeah. No punctuation sentence? Yeah, I would love to.
Like, are you guys going to go back and play the Halo 3 campaign?
I probably will.
Yeah.
Probably not. If I have to.
When I go down for Orlando, me and Chucky have already decided, and as of me and Chucky, I mean me, and as decided, I mean as I say this, that
meaning you are making a declaration right now.
Yes, that we are going to play Halo 1, Halo 2, Halo 3, and Halo ODST on Legendary while we're there.
And Halo Wars?
Yes, and Halo Wars. Are you there?
Halo Wars is a massive game. You're not going to beat that with the other ones on top.
You want to do it? Chucky, you want to try it? You want to tempt?
I thought we were going to go to MLG.
Yeah, but we're going to do that before. we're going to beat them all before.
I'm going to come a week early.
didn't you hear? I'm coming a week early, man. I'm staying at your house. I hope you got enough.
I don't live in Orlando.
Oh, my God. Oh, dang it.
My brother lives down there. We might be able to stay there, but not
for We'll see what happens. I mean, I might be bringing somebody with me. I mean, it's close. It's close to home, so I might be bringing somebody with me. You know,
I might be going to the Vegas X MLG.
Vegas. I don't think Vegas.
It's not MLG.
Viva Las Vegas.
They just announced it as the national championships. So there is no Vegas.
No, so, I think he said it's not an MLG. If you were paying attention.
What is it?
It's like, never mind. Do that.
Is MLG?
NM.
A lot of people assumed Vegas was going to be championships, but it's Orlando, so.
Yeah, it's Orlando.
Yeah, my friend screwed up on the email. It's a pay-per-view thing that he sent me.
Oh, it's that, what is that called? They're doing some sort of fight night. Competition where you win.
Lame.
Is it Halo?
No, it's fight night.
Puck Quio versus Kato fight experience.
Yeah, if you win like the tournament or whatever, you get like tickets to the fight in Vegas.
There's so many gaming websites. I can't keep up with them all.
Then I am gonna wind up going to Anaheim. That's not that far from me.
Anaheim.
Oh, really?
Pretty good.
Yeah. Like,
dude, I'm still off for work, but I don't think I'm gonna go. I'm still got it off.
Look for Instinct in Anaheim. They're gonna be a beast team.
Instinct?
Yeah.
Who they pick up?
Picked up Fear.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. It's gonna be a good team.
Didn't mean you call that pretty much. More of you called it, and then I was just like, yeah.
We'll say yes for that.
Because yes. You guys are the MLG experts.
Yes, we are corresponding from deep within MLG headquarters. Aww. Ladies and gentlemen, it is what's his name? Amplified and Genius coming in.
I like how he started to say my name and then quickly took it out.
Anyway, yeah. Hey, Amp, you want to record the MLG Live with me sometime this week?
Maybe
tomorrow?
Maybe.
Okay. Maybe. I'm G. Lewis, I like to mumble.
What I do? Whatever.
Is anybody going to get a Gears of War 2 pass for Anaheim besides me?
No.
Boo.
Is Gears of War 2 a game?
I saw the first movie and I liked it. I mean,
it's called a gibber. It was a campaign. I don't know about that. No.
All I know about that game is when it came out, I started getting all these invites because there was that mass invite button.
Oh, yeah. I just kept getting invites. I was like, I'm about to remove you from my list.
I missed that from Halo 2, to be honest with you. Because I used to just sign on and hit mass invite, and then we would have a full party in about 4 seconds.
Speaking of Halo 2, I'm kind of willing to take the more than 100 friends over Halo 2.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I mean, KBC would say otherwise because he's like a mass. He plays Halo 2 every day.
It's he's ridiculous. A noob? What?
Yeah. No, but he plays Halo 2 every day. Like, if you go look
at But Bungie said when we interviewed him that wasn't an issue, the Halo 2.
No, he did. They didn't say that. Yeah, he did. He did say it was.
When? No, when?
Yeah. Well, he asked him. He said that, though. He said that he believes. He didn't say that. He didn't know whether or not it actually was.
Like, yeah. They aren't intimately involved with that. It is the way it sounded. He said, I heard. It sounds like sucks. They heard basically the same thing that we heard.
Yeah, yeah. It kind of sucks that Halo 2 got put in that position, because they had to rush through it. That might have been part of it, but the integration
of the end
list,
of Halo 2 and put in a different one. That's
yeah,
what's up.
That was annoying. But
yeah, Halo 3,
yeah,
the story,
blame
story
on Microsoft.
The story could have been completely different.
Yeah, and the whole multiplayer thing was just thrown in there, so it's just kind of like the integration of the friends list. I think, I guess now that we know that we can have more than 100 friends, kind of backfired, but. Because there's still a big fan base.
He said on there that it was a rumor started and that he believes, or from what he knows, that that's not necessarily the issue, that Halo is preventing the upgrade from 100 friends.
Well, I don't think it's preventing it. It's not preventing it. It would just make Halo friends list not work if you had over 100 or something like that. So
Maybe.
Mm.
I don't know. It seems like they could be easily patched.
Yeah, the news
easily
is
like
it to me too, but
easily is a word thrown around these days. It doesn't really mean much.
I'm guessing that Bungie's not willing to go back and do it because they've got better things to focus on.
No, why would they? No,
they're working on Halo CE.
What? No, they're not.
Yes, yes.
One guy is doing it on his spare time.
So how would they not be working on Halo 2? I'm sure there's one guy working on probably doing that too.
They're not. He's working on Halo CE for the PC.
So?
Okay, Halo ODST. Fun game.
Yo mama.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
In other news, the PSP Go launched today.
I'm getting
so lame,
getting
though.
What the heck
Go.
Is the PSP
it doesn't,
Go?
It doesn't use the disc format they had for the original, though.
Yeah,
that's so stupid.
I know. Dude,
that's Sony for you. By the way, guys,
did that on purpose.
I'm just saying that I've used one, and it's pretty cool. But it's $250.
Don't ever buy Sony products if you can avoid it, because Sony's even worse than Microsoft when it comes to
the PSP
exclusive stuff.
300 is cool. Just the PSP Go is it's just a very bad idea. Very.
Remember,
bad.
Sony tried to erase your computer with a music CD.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The rootkit. Yeah.
Yes.
They also introduced Blu-ray to the world. So.
Oh yeah, fail number two.
Fail though. That's massive storage capacity though.
Yeah, I mean, it's been done before.
Yeah, it's just the new VHS Betamax, you know.
I'm pretty sure. Like, I'm pretty sure
Betamax was the better, so I guess this is the same thing. So HD DVD was the better, but it lost. So,
I don't know about that.
Features, I think. I actually use my HD DVD player for my Xbox 360.
Yeah, I do. I have a bunch of movies too, so it's not like I wasted my money on it. So.
You get them all for like 12 cents?
No, but I have like Shooter and Bourne Ultimatum and stuff like that. So,
anywho, do you guys want to read the next submission we got?
Anyone in particular? I'll read it if nobody.
Yeah, Amp, you go ahead.
All right. So Jason submits, says, "Hey guys, I have always enjoyed your show, but this is less a tip or feedback and more of a question. No punctuation. Is there anywhere you guys have an older episode stocked?"
We have this asked like every week.
I know.
Yeah.
like old as in episode one. I want to listen from the beginning and go through.
Yes, there's a popular feed now.
Jason, I'm going to be honest. You're not going to want to listen to them all. I'm just. You're not going to want to. I'm just kidding.
Okay, here's a pro tip.
I'm just trying to make our side.
Maybe you need to go listen to them all.
I'm just trying to say that maybe our side of this deal might be a little easier if I try to talk about it.
You know, that's a good point. But what if you had a 45-minute? What if you had a 45-minute commute to work every day? Would you want to be listening to something while you're doing that?
Try an hour and a half.
You drive an hour and a half?
I did 2 summers ago.
Jesus Christ.
I had to ride the D.C. Metro from the end of the line to the downtown D.C.
Where did you live in D.C.? What the
hell? Internship.
Did you live in... Oh, boy. Everywhere. I've been to, like, Texas. I've been to Georgia. That's about it.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere.
Okay, so here's a pro tip. Are you ready?
No. I mean, yes. Hold on. Let me get my pen.
Go to the front page and find the most recent episode you can and click the download link. The download link is a URL which at the end of it says Podtacular episode 204, Podtacular 204.mp3.
Trying this as you're doing this. Hold on.
Change the 204 to a 1 and hit return.
That'll only get you the first two, though.
I don't know. I think
then it changes naming schemes.
Ooh, that's not fun.
We have about episode 50 it goes back to the Podtacular number scheme.
I don't like.
Okay, so
schemes.
You can ask, listen to episode one, then 1 through 3. Okay.
You might have to make
50 through 204.
And there's a post in the forums up to episode 28 or something like that.
Right, so tell them about that for, like, hopefully the last time, Dusty.
Well, I actually have time this weekend to work on stuff, so I don't have to study for tests.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
so great. I'll work on that a little bit.
We need to make a video. I need to make a video intro for the podcast. I think I might try to do that this weekend. I'll try. It's not going to be Optimus-worthy, but it's going to be okay. It's not Just let you guys know.
Yeah, Optimus. Yeah.
Optimus.
Dude, he's a
good
beast.
Oh, I know. I know he's good. He's good at what he does.
His stuff is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So you want me to finish the submission now?
Oh.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
You must.
Do it.
All right. Let me reread some of this. All right. Like old as in episode one, I want to listen from the beginning and go through the Halo 2 and 3. And if I could get a message explaining what's up with all that, that would be really great.
He just got one.
He wants us to send a message on live?
I don't know. Oh. Keep up the good work, guy. Smiley face.
What's his gamer tag? I'll send it to him.
His gamer tag is
Jason.
I'm pretty sure that's not his gamer tag.
That's probably not his gamer tag.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Anyway.
Coolest gamers.
ever.
On to ODST, since we've already wasted 45 minutes.
Hey, man, we don't waste. We're having friendship. This is not a waste.
We have Funny Boy sent us something, so we'll go ahead and read that, and then we'll get into our little discussion.
Yeah, why don't you read it, Dusty?
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm gonna get the fail boat.
I think
ready.
I will.
I'm gonna get the fail
good
boat.
Luck with it.
Yeah, I already saw some of the spelling and grammar. Anyway, FunnyBoy78 writes in, hello everybody, it's the Funny Boy riding on the fail boat once again.
You are reading it wrong. It's Te Funny.
Okay, hello everybody, it's Te Funny Boy riding on the fail boat once again. For now, the topic at hand. I think ODST is the dawn of a new era for Bungie. It's been a long time since Bungie made a game with a worthwhile campaign. Ouch.
Campaign wrong. Wow.
Yeah, campaign.
There's a G in that, buddy.
And he didn't write champagne either, but oh well.
Halo Combat Evolve.
Halo CE blew the series into a great start. Halo 2's campaign was just enough to fill my appetite, but Halo 3's campaign was lacking. Like being served a sandwich the size of a cup holder.
That's a big sandwich. I don't know what you're talking about.
It wasn't filling. ODST changed this. The storyline was a little hard to follow at first, making the player want answers. Because the player wanted answers, they felt more compelled to play through the story. As the player is finding clues around the city of New Mombasa, they feel tension growing as they know they are reaching the climax.
Oh, G-Lew.
Greg.
Hilarious.
Greg.
What? Greg. Keep going.
I like how all of us are telling Greg to stop.
No, but just keep reading. It's funny. Just keep reading.
Get your head out of the gutter. Now.
I like the word that's capitalized in the next sentence.
No. If you just read, they feel growing tension to where he said scary, it all works out.
That's kind of the point of why we're telling you to stop.
I know. Right. Let's keep going.
Right. The final push down the highway, the last stand, the ending cutscene, it was all whipped cream on the top of a sundae of Uber Elite Ponage. The cherry on top is awarded to those who patiently wait the credits.
Jesus Christ, spell check, mother God.
He's all in all, it was amazing, and now what more is there for you to do? You beat the campaign, you've seen the love, the bad assery, the creepy pink thing.
Yeah, if I saw one of those in real life, I would be creeped out.
I would give it a hug.
So would I. Wow.
Did you hear the audio when you're on Coastal Highway and there's like, what are you putting that there? Or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, what is going on in there?
Oh, yeah,
that was interesting. What more is there? Firefight, the Uber cherry on top, the existing one. That's all I have to say. Now shout outs to your mom, Chucky.
Wow.
Other Woman 9, Captain Planet, Twitter, and
People's and MRI machines.
And MRI machines. Keep on fragging those long frags that take up half the show, and whoever ate my bagel.
Bagel.
Wow.
Tis the Funny Boy signing oot. Love and pay ice. May homies. I'll see you on to Xbox Live.
You spell Xbox ECH. Just forget about it.
Apparently he's Canadian now, so.
Hey.
I got sign off, so I'll see you later.
See you, brother. See you, brother. Goodbye. Thanks for being on.
See ya.
Thanks for being on.
But drive the Warthog.
We love you, buddy.
Yeah.
Take the fail boat away.
Film it.
Film that.
If you don't film it, epic fail.
Peace out. My frying trucks.
Yes, exactly. I like his
style. What an original outro.
How did you come up with that? Can we use it?
Have that time. Shush.
What?
What?
Anyway.
I don't know what's going on right
thanks,
now.
Thanks, funny boy, for sending in.
Oh my god.
I think we're lost.
That was a great joke, and I was just enjoying it, and then like, I haven't
had I am time. So confused.
Player Stoop said, keep on fragging trucks, and G. Lewis said, hey, we could use that. That's a great
I didn't catch that.
Sorry.
We could use that as the end of our show.
That's a good idea.
That'd be awesome.
Let's see. We've used that before.
So wait. We've paid for the godtacular.com account, the URL?
No. Fumo paid for it. Now I'm paying for it.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Why?
I just saw it. I was looking through that email you sent me earlier today, and I saw the link to it.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody...
I need to pay the bill, actually.
So everybody that you write for your work knows that you're the...
Oh, that's not my work account.
Okay.
Oops. Anyway, moving on to some ODST.
ODST.
Going to talk about the campaign a little bit for hopefully not too long. And because we'll have other shows discussing each campaign.
Oh, yeah.
We'll just like we did for Halo 3.
I think we should have a full-fledged firefight show or maybe even...
That's
like
probably per map tip.
Whoa. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
There was a campaign. I didn't even know.
Oh, dude, it's nuts. There's like these engineered things that give things over shield. It's crazy.
It's amazing. Spoiler. You actually unlock firefight maps when you play it.
Oh, you do?
So awesome.
And you unlock firefight characters.
Yeah.
And you unlock achievements. I didn't know if you knew that.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah. Anyway,
that's the boring part.
ODST campaign on a scale from 1 to 10, how did you guys like it?
8.
7.
And I'd give it.
Well, hold on. Okay, wait. What are we rating? Story, gameplay, fun?
Like just or, overall. Just overall.
Or that I played it at 2 a.m. and I was tired. Like, how are we going to rate
just
this?
Just overall.
Probably 8.
I'm going to go with like an 8.5, probably.
Chuck?
Yeah, I'm going to go with 8 as well.
I think I'm going to go with a 9.
Cool.
Maybe more 8.5-ish.
I don't know. I've just played a lot of games, and I probably own maybe a little bit less than half of the Xbox library, and it's... It's probably about 8 on the campaign scale. But I mean, it's just
half of my Xbox arsenal is Halo related.
If you want to consider that, if you take out the fact that I'm a Halo nut, it's about 8. But if it's a 10 if you're a Halo creator. If you're listening to this podcast, it's going to be a 10. You're gonna...
No, I loved it. I want to give it a 10, but I'm actually in the camp that thinks it's a smidge too short.
Yeah, like I think...
Maybe 2 more levels.
Well, they weren't planning it to be a full game in the first
I just think it got rushed. I hated the highway level. And then once you got into
Microsoft,
the...
Microsoft, they pushed everything.
Once you get into the Banshee on, it's just rushed. I don't even like it.
It's been done since like March or April. That's the scary part.
Yeah. I think the... The campaign's probably the best in the Halo series to just, like, jump in and do a level.
Still think Halo 2 is the best. I don't care what anybody says.
I feel it's the best to just jump in and do the level, you know?
The hub is awesome.
Yeah, the hub's pretty cool. Just walking around there, killing some brutes and stuff at night.
So what did we think of the city?
Awesome.
The city was pretty awesome.
I thought it would be... Bigger,
every detail is amazing.
I thought it would be bigger too, but
it's pretty fleshed out though.
Yeah. Since the mongoose are kind of hard to come by, mongooses.
They only appear in one storage area.
There's like 3.
Yeah, and there's also
I thought they only showed up in the north one. I'm pretty sure because I've been in all of the.
I think
so there's.
I think
the one
2.
Right by.
I know of 2. I think there's 3, but I know I've got them from 2.
The one right by the bridge. Also,
I never even noticed the Among Us. I was just like walking the whole way.
No, the one by the bridge is the one that has the monkeys.
It's in the supply caches, Captain.
Right.
Goose is, come on, you noobs.
It's both one ways.
The thing I like is hijacking a ghost and using that, because it's a lot easier to splatter and you can go a lot faster.
Dude, I don't know about you guys, but killing the hunters on in the campaign was impossible for me. I just ran away.
Oh no, I ignored the hunters.
Yeah, I just ran away.
The new Mombasa stuff, and for the campaign when, like, for
Buck.
Yeah, just
pretty easy.
Nades. Sticking with nades.
They're pretty easy when you play the Buck.
Spam nades or just run away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So once they appear right at the very end, you can just run past them and the door shut.
So that's good to know that the only terminal that's outside of
the only audio file that's outside is the last one.
Right, but you can't get it unless you get the other 29 first.
Yeah. Okay. And so, co-op and solo are separate. That's one thing.
Yeah, that's another thing that was nice about that. They made solo co-op and campaign co-op have different saves.
Yeah, and right. So your that audio files are separate on each of them. The whole saving system in ODST is kind of weird because of how it's laid out and stuff, like how it overwrites and how the some of the achievements and stuff are saved when you go and do them. It's kind of glitchy. So you might want to, when you want to get achievements and stuff, just run straight through it until you get it and then stop and then restart and do another one.
What did you guys do the don't throw a nade or shoot Vidmaster? What?
That's the Vidmaster Classic, and you do it on Uplift Reserve, which is right. With the Warthog and Ghost. Right. It's a vehicle level mostly, so.
Right.
No, do you have to do it on Legendary?
The one with Dust.
Ah, gosh.
Yeah. So grab one of the Warthogs.
It's not that bad.
That's already driving around.
Grab the empty one so there's no one in the back, because when I'm pretty sure the Marine counts as you shooting because it gives you points technically. So,
but do not honk the horn.
Yeah, you can boost right in the trigger. Ghost, but you can't honk the horn in the Warthog. So.
Yeah, do not pull the right trigger. Just take your finger off of it.
This is getting technical.
Yeah, it's very.
What if you die?
Watch the cutscenes. You got to watch the cutscenes.
It doesn't matter if you die.
Yeah.
So you can die as many times as you want.
No, you don't have to watch the cutscenes.
There are some people who weren't getting it because they weren't watching it.
I got it without watching the cutscene.
Yeah,
got it, but I think I had to wait like 30 seconds or something.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
Well,
how
like if you go to your achievement list, it'll show up, and then like 5 minutes later, it'll pop up saying you got the achievement.
Yeah.
So just go to your achievement list to see if you got it.
I know when I did a fourth set, when we were in the lobby after. No, it was after Coastal Highway, sorry. When we were in the Deja Vu, that's what it is. We were in the lobby, and then the host left, and then we got it. It was kind of weird.
Yeah.
Like, we had been sitting in the lobby for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, the only ones that I know that are instantaneous are the firefight ones.
Yeah.
That's oh, true. Really?
One of the Vidmasters showed up on BungieNet before it showed up on Xbox.com.
That's funny.
Okay. Oh, Moose just said that you can use the Marines to kill people. And you can skip the cutscenes, apparently.
Oh, thank you, Moosey.
Thank you, Moose.
Yes, thank you, Moose.
I heard somewhere else that you could also splatter and it wouldn't count against you.
Yeah, because you can splatter.
I think it's just not shooting enough from a grenade, isn't that right?
Yeah, just don't pull the right trigger at all.
You can't pull the right trigger. You can pull the left trigger to boost, but which doesn't make sense.
Right,
but
don't throw a grenade. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's really weird. Anyway, but yeah.
I had to do it twice because I honked the horn because I'm a noob.
I had to do it twice anyway because I had two accounts.
Oh.
Took me about an hour to get it done the first time around. Then the second time around, it took me about 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah, somebody told me at work that it took them about 5 minutes to do that one.
The ghost is really nice to use because you can go up the side of cliffs, which are nice shortcuts.
You can just basically just bypass everything, can't you?
Right, you
can
have
bypass
to, or else
most
you'll
of
die.
It.
Yeah, pretty much. When those three turrets are up on the ridge, you have to kind of skip them because otherwise you just get tagged.
I skipped everything. I didn't kill anybody unless they got in my way.
Yeah.
Like I'm actually gonna go get an achievement guy for Podtacular for doing
If you guys are having trouble with achievements for now, unless we're gonna be doing some stuff, you should definitely go to roosterteeth.com or achievementhunter.com and check out their
Cyberline.
Stuff. It's also on YouTube. Guys from Rooster Teeth are a lot more entertaining, I have to say.
Yeah, but they certainly have a broader vocabulary too.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, a very colorful one at that.
Dude, the Drunk Take is my favorite podcast. besides the one I'm on, of course.
Yeah. Well, Cyberline had theirs out because one of their members got.
They had it out before the game came out.
Yeah, yeah. So I actually watched his to get it done. So
who does Cyberline?
Those are the guys that we had on before Ace of Spades.
Chicken
Waffle, Jack Fire Dragon.
Chicken Waffle does that, man. He's been at Podtacular for a long time.
Chicken Waffle.
I think you're thinking of Chicken Foot.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Yeah.
Rooster Teeth? Is that who you're talking about?
No. Cyberline. But anyway. So the campaign, I thought, was really nice. To me, it seemed about the same length as the Halo 3 campaign. Maybe a little shorter. Graphics seemed to have a little bump to them.
Yeah, they were improved a little bit.
And what do you guys think about the Visor mode?
I thought it was pretty cool. I pretty much kept it on the whole time. I mean, when it wasn't too bright.
Yeah.
Because, you need it. But, I don't know. I mean, some people might think that you're kind of losing the atmosphere, you know. If you keep it on, it's not like night vision and stuff. But I thought.
I think I have in order to see where I'm going.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't leave that thing off.
Well, there's that one, you know, the one level where you're playing as, I think it's Dutch, where it's really bright and you have to keep it off, but,
Well, yeah, right. I mean, all the daytime ones, you keep it off. There's
pretty much for all the rookie missions, you keep it on. If you know what you're doing. But.
Except for Coastal Highway.
Yep.
Okay.
So, any other comments on the campaign before we move on to Firefight?
It's really good. I like it a lot.
Probably
I think.
The best Halo game campaign.
I'm just glad to see something different. Because, you know, people are like, don't break Halo, you know. If it ain't broken, don't fix it.
I thought Bungie did really well with this game.
There's no VR. No dual wielding.
I just thought it played very well.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Let me read a little bit of what this guy said in this Bungie Net thread.
Spoiler alert.
Yes. Again, if you don't want to have certain parts of the game spoiled, don't listen. Okay, so the rookie has crash landed into a building. Has been knocked unconscious and has awoken later to find himself alone in the city. The city is now quite literally hell on earth, but the rookie is not truly alone. He has a guide through this hell, the superintendent. Through the audio logs in the campaign, we come to find that the name of the SI is actually Virgil. And you may have noticed that audio logs are labeled with a number and then the circle, all the way up to 9. Interesting. In the Divine Comedy, specifically the Inferno, Dante is guided through hell by the Roman poet Virgil. Hell consists of 9 circles, each more horrible and punishing than the last. The circles of hell spiral down into the earth to its very core.
This can't be true because Bungie only works in 7s. Can't be true.
Well, apparently 9 is the new 7.
Oh.
So one more little bit.
Yeah, just
read. After you find out the fate of your squad, the rookie heads underground to locate Dare. You find yourself on the 8th level of Virgil's data center. You need to locate Dare, who is on the 9th level. Fancy that. After much fighting, you find yourself on the 9th level, which happens to be almost completely frozen. And then, so, the 9th circle of hell in the Inferno is actually cold. Ice cold. The punishment here is for that of treason. the higher the crime, the more encased in ice you shall be. The very center of the ninth circle is where Satan himself resides, encased in ice up to his waist, beating his wings, whose gusts of air cause the ninth circle to be encased in ice. I need to read this thing. Satan himself has three faces, and they point out that there's also three brutes trying to get in to get Virgil. And
that's so true. There is.
And each is chewing on the three greatest betrayers. Their punishment for betraying their lords and benefactors is to be eternally gnawed on by Satan himself. So anyway, they've broken the certain parts of the story itself down and pointed out how it relates to the Divine Comedy. And then they also pointed out the audio logs and how each one of them relates to, what is it like, limbo, lust, avarice, heresy, violence, etc.
So where's this? Give me the link. You have it?
Yeah, I put it in the chat, but I'll...
Oh, you did?
And I'm not going to post it on the forums yet because it's still spoiler, it's spoilerific.
Yeah, it's spoilerific.
We like spoilers. No, we don't.
Wow, they really...
We like spoilers, yes, we do. We like spoilers. How about you?
So, yeah, the original post is by Dan Vies, who apparently that was like his favorite book, was Dante's Divine Comedy. And then this other part of it was discovered by Ninja Theory.
Interesting.
On the Bungie.net forums.
Cool.
Mm.
That Joe Staten. What are we going to do?
That's a copy of the people's stuff. What's up with it, man?
Yeah, that's what one of the people on the thread said. Like, oh, Bungie can't write their own stories.
Well, I mean, but it's cool.
It's actually, it's its own story, and it just happens to have certain links.
I mean, they may. I mean, I don't know if it's actually true, but...
Oh, it's pretty, like, circle number one is Limbo, where the unbaptized and virtuous... pagan, so the non-Christians who are like supposedly good non-Christians live in limbo, right? And so they're saying that circle one is where all the people of New Mombasa are like sort of innocent, and they're like getting attacked. Everyone around Sadie felt safe on earth until the covenant came, as if they were virtuous and thought they'd get into heaven and remain safe. When the Covenant did show up, the citizens of New Mombasa found themselves in hell, with Sadie even saying as much. Most of them are just clamoring to figure out what's going on. And then it goes from there, goes through the nine circles of hell.
That's cool.
Like the next one is where Kinsler, wants to take Sadie somewhere private, and that relates to lust.
So that was Dustin's trip.
Yeah, I wouldn't even notice that. That's cool.
Yeah, I never would have.
Me neither.
That's probably why I'm playing a video game and not reading a book.
we'll put a link in the show notes.
Oh, Gluttony's the fat guy. I got it.
Yep, the guy.
Edvir's, Wraith and Sloth. Okay, I haven't got past the fat guy yet. That's probably what's right where I'm at.
The guy selling kebabs.
Yeah. Right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'll throw up a link in the show notes.
Thank you, sir.
Still not seven.
I know. No. I don't know. Not seven.
You take what you can get.
Maybe that means there's two more steps to world domination after sending all your enemies into the sun.
There are seven lives in Firefight, though.
I mean, I guess we could.
Ooh,
good. Maybe we should have a discussion on this as a community and see what people say. Godtacular special? What do you think, Duster, Chucky?
Godtacular special?
Well, see, I know nothing about Dante's Comedy. I've never read it. It's not even a Catholic. I mean, I'm not Catholic, but it's not even a Catholic thing. It's like sort of Catholic and sort of I don't know, like fantasy world. I don't know.
Fantasy. So science fiction, kind of like one of the first science fiction.
Yeah, maybe.
So technically, this isn't from a Christian viewpoint. It's just from a
no.
What one guy thought.
Like the Bible doesn't talk about nine circles of hell. It just talks about hell.
Oh, okay, I got you. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure I read through it.
Pretty cool.
Brother's about to rock.
We salute you.
Sorry, I was thinking the. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, that was campaign, and we'll go into more details, obviously, as we have further episodes on them. We'll pretty much be doing the same thing like we did with Halo 3 and Halo Wars, even though we're still doing Halo Wars. We still have stuff to do with that. So we got content for a while. So we'll integrate this somehow. Still not sure how yet.
How is Virgil the betrayer? I don't get it.
No. He's betraying the covenant.
Virgil?
Yeah.
Okay.
Virgil is an engineer who's...
Virgil is a subroutine of superintendent.
Virgil is an engineer.
The engineer comes and basically merges with Virgil.
Right.
That's what they say. Yeah.
Right. He downloads all of Virgil's data.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he takes on... Like, he is Virgil at that point.
Right.
That's why how does he hold him?
He doesn't betray the covenant. He does. They hate him. They don't like the covenant anyway. How are they betraying? How do you betray someone you hate?
Right, and they're basically slaves anyway. At least in Halo.
You're not betraying them.
I agree.
I don't know, but...
I agree. But they are chasing him down.
Well, then how is Sadie's father the fraud?
They even say he's like betraying them or something. Like the brutes that are trying to break in.
Yeah.
Like, hey, come out, you traitor, or something like that.
Oh, how is Sadie's father the fraud? Sorry.
That's a good question.
He has to be the fraud, but that's his area, isn't it? The eighth one. Aren't they called circles? Right? They're called circles.
Yeah, circle 8.
Anyway, we'll talk about this another time then, I guess.
Oh, it's the guy doing the PSAs? You haven't gotten that far, I don't think.
No.
Yeah, there's a guy doing PSAs over the like city intercom, like cheering people up who can't escape because they're invalids or whatever. You know, like, we are winning the battle. You know, all this stuff.
But that wasn't Sadie's father.
No. In fact, that's not. Yeah, I don't think Sadie's father is in that at all. He's dead at that point, or about to be killed.
Spoiler.
I have to go back and listen to those.
Spoiler.
I think I'm at the port. I'm actually at the part right now where I guess the Australian guy, I don't know his real name, Mike, I guess,
yeah,
comes back Mike's and runs good, over the brutes that when she was hiding behind the trash can, the lady goes nuts at the ATM.
Right.
And when he comes back and runs him over.
Those audio logs were pretty cool, I must say.
Oh, wasted money. I guess that could be the lady. The fourth circle is... What the hell is the fourth circle?
Fourth is avarice. See, the fourth post down and the thing breaks it down.
Oh, okay. What's avarice? Is that for like? Is that to do with money?
Those whose attitudes toward material goods deviated from the desired mean are punished in this circle. Avaricious or miserly.
Did you know that the lady hoarded, that's trying to?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That must be the lady trying to get an ATM.
Yep.
Okay, it makes sense. That's right where I'm at.
Nice.
Wraith and Sloth.
I was really glad they added that. And it merges nicely at the end, as we talked about before.
Yes.
Cool.
Nice.
But yeah, there's a link in the show notes.
That's very cool.
So you guys can check that out if you want. So
yeah, but like,
give that
sure
guy some props.
Make sure you try to, you know, get all of them first before you read that, though.
Right, yeah. Or else it'll actually spoil it pretty big. But yeah, it was interesting. I haven't read any of Dante's stuff before, so. Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you have
I go out
Dr.
and read
Pepper?
The what?
With a Kiss.
With a Kiss.
With a Kiss.
A burping Kiss.
Sorry, I know we're like way off track, but I don't know, it's just interesting.
Well, what's after campaign?
Firefight.
Firefight.
What
that
is this firefight stuff?
I don't know. It's
well, seriously, for people who don't know what Firefight is, why don't you tell them what it is?
It is the new multiplayer mode that comes with ODST where you and three of your friends can play online
no
battle a wave of Covenant.
Yeah, no matchmaking.
No matchmaking.
No matchmaking.
If there was matchmaking, it would be infinitely better. But it's still awesome.
Well, you really can't do matchmaking with how long the games go on.
I don't know. I think it'd be better with just like if it was just me, Dustin, and Chucky. Are we going to try to play tomorrow?
I sure hope so.
For that tournament?
Do you have to work tomorrow?
No, I'm off.
Sweet. Oh, I heard about that tournament. Yeah.
So we're going to try to play that tomorrow.
So Good Game Network is having this like competition between the different Halo groups, I guess you could say.
Yes, we
Halo
do.
Halo communities. So, but like the high scores are pretty high. So if we want to beat them, we're going to have to play for like 4 hours plus.
Dude, I'm so down. Dude, if we, Dustin and Brent are really good.
I'll help out if you guys need someone.
Yeah.
I don't have much time I can play tomorrow, though.
You have no homework, I thought. Yeah, see, that's what I bought.
No, actually, I do have homework now.
That's what I bought, was right there.
So.
Yes, we do.
I don't know, other than the horrible lag in ODST.
Wait,
Firefight.
There's a Halo Encyclopedia? What is this?
Actually, that's the book that I have, too. I haven't busted it open yet, because I'm still reading, what's it called? Cold Protocol.
I haven't even finished reading Onyx.
Ooh,
I don't even have protocol.
Onyx is good. Onyx is pretty good.
Yeah.
I need to sit down and actually read it. I might do that a little bit this weekend.
Where can you find this at?
What at?
Oh, this.
The encyclopedia might be.
You can find it right there.
Okay, I'm sorry. My bad, but.
It might be a little bit like the Halo Bible.
Oh, it says will be released October 19th, 2009.
That's tempting.
That's pretty awesome.
And how do you have it already, Chucky?
No, he doesn't have this.
No, the encyclopedia comes out October 19th.
Look who it's written by. Oh, never mind. That's with a forward by. Never mind.
The editor was the guy who wrote Cold Protocol. So
yeah, Tobias. What's his face?
Buckel.
Buckel.
Yeah, but
Tobias.
I don't know. It takes about 20 minutes a set, or no, 20 minutes.
Sets are pretty long.
20 minutes a round.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Oh, not
about
that.
It takes about 40 minutes to get the scoring on. The
20 to 30 minutes per set on heroic.
Yeah, okay. Because
it took us an hour and 50 minutes to get the 4-set achievement.
I still haven't gotten that yet.
Yeah, I got on with Dialpex and Squirrel and one of their buddies, and we owned 22 lives left over.
Did you guys do that on Lost Platoon or something?
You did.
Yeah, because that was a lot easier.
I heard the best place to do it was on... ONI Alpha Site.
Well, they are lying to you because we had 22 lives left over. We could have kept going.
Well, the guys who did on Alpha Site had 38 lives left
over. Don't you say ONI? Isn't it Oni?
Oni.
It's Oni. Because, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there is a game Oni by Bungie, but it's not the same thing.
Yeah.
Just happens.
Office of Naval Intelligence.
Isn't naval intelligence a paradox?
Yes.
It has to be.
It would have to be.
So, I guess. I don't know.
I'm kidding.
Naval intelligence.
You're a jokester.
There was some kind of... It was one of a TV show, maybe CSI, not CSI, maybe JAG or something. And they were joking about that. Like, isn't naval intelligence a contradiction or something? Yeah. Never mind.
How is naval intelligence a contradiction?
Because the Navy, they were saying that the Navy's not very intelligent. That's what they mean.
Dot, dot, dot.
What? I don't agree, obviously. Either in real life or in Halo, they're actually intelligent. But
so you just say you don't read?
Don't read.
Oh, okay, never mind. Okay. Anywho, so Firefight is this whole thing where you like people keep coming at you and coming at you and coming at you. You keep on going pew 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 pew.
Well, it's more like aliens.
Yeah, and then you get points and stuffs, and then if you get 200,000, then you stop because you basically realize, why am I still playing?
I don't know. I honestly want to sit down one of these days and see how long I can go at it.
On normal or on heroic?
Heroic.
Dude, heroic's just fuck.
Heroic is the good balance between difficulty and fun.
No. Normal is. No, dude, heroic.
No, heroic
it's
is.
Really hard. I mean, once you get further into normal, it gets pretty difficult.
Yeah, normal gets difficult, but heroic gets difficult faster.
Oh, yeah, it is too difficult too fast. Like, it gets...
If you have no patience, then yeah, go for heroic, but I don't know. I like normal.
I don't know. Heroic is just too hard.
Well, there are some people who are good enough.
Out too hard.
Some of the MLG people are good enough.
Are you sure? I mean, I don't know. I can't kill six chieftains when they're all running at me. I'm just saying.
I don't know. Solo legendary firefight is.
You have to kill them quick. That's the key.
How you kill them quick?
They all pop invincibility.
Rockets and hammers.
Yeah, you got to save
and when they have invincibility, you can actually assassinate them.
Hey, so Dusty, you want to talk about my Warthog driving skills?
What Warthog driving skills?
When we were playing with who were we playing with? Tyler the T3. Don't you remember?
Like I said, what Warthog driving skills?
Oh my gosh.
Dusty was hating on my driving skills when I got like...
No, I'd be shooting at an enemy, he'd drive by and go away. I wouldn't be able to get a single kill.
Hey man, we didn't die, that's all I'm saying.
Yes, but it was highly inefficient.
And then when we got out, we died like crazy. That's all I'm saying.
At the worst possible place. You guys didn't kill that tank that killed me 4 times in a row.
That was funny.
Yeah, you gotta have somebody assigned to laser duty.
Yeah. I remember doing my fourth set. I died 4 times in a row from like just plasma grenades because of black eye and stuff. It was just we had 16 lives and it ended up being like we had 8 when the round was over. 4 of them were mine. I was like, what? That was ridiculous.
No, we didn't even finish the first set because I kept on getting killed by this wraith and no one decided to go destroy it.
Where'd the laser go?
I don't think we used up all the laser.
Yeah, it was like
what?
On the last.
I think Tyler the T3 used it all up.
It was on the last wave.
I mean, I'll admit, I missed a wraith one time with the laser, and I was pissed at myself.
I don't know. I think that we got rid of it, but no, we weren't playing with Tyler. We were playing with some British guy. Who the hell?
We were playing with someone.
Some British guy. Who was it? Who was it? I can't remember. It wasn't Wolf because we played the Wolf the day before. Who? Oh God, I can't even think of him. Sorry, bro. But I mean, we were playing with Tyler and somebody else.
I don't know.
Hold on, let me look. He's always on.
It really gets hard when Mythic turns on because then the Wraith takes 2 laser shots.
What?
So you don't have enough laser shots to take out all the Wraiths.
That's crazy.
Actually, you gotta take them out other ways.
Greg, remember that one time I was just Wraith duty?
Oh yeah, we played Rally Point and Dustin.
Yeah, every time the Wraith came down, I'd board it, chunk a grenade in it, and then run away.
I think one time I lasered it while you were doing that.
I don't know.
I don't think it killed you. I think you must have killed it right before it went through or something. Who the hell was that guy?
Works every time. Grenade, plant. And if you get like right under the phantom, it won't shoot you.
Right.
So I just wait there for the. I'm like, okay, coming down. And then when it drops, it doesn't shoot for a while. So I board it, plant it, and then jump off and run away.
Yeah, I don't know who it was. It was somebody that we were playing with. Played for a while. He was pretty good.
What do you guys think of the maps?
I like them all. I haven't played them all.
There's a lot.
How they all reflect the campaign.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like accurately, like.
The only thing.
There's pretty much no campaign correlation except for a few of them.
Right.
Whereas ODST, every map for Firefight is a campaign map.
Well, I'm just happy that they didn't, you know, just give you like 3 or 4 maps to play on. They give you like, you know, a good selection. And I was happy about that.
Yeah.
Well, the complainers are saying that some of these other survival mode, you know, like horde mode or whatever, have way more than 10 maps.
Right.
Which I didn't even know, but.
Well, I mean, look at the develop time. Look at the develop time. And if you think about it, you fight all these covenants in these areas anyway, and there's lots of them, so it makes sense that would be a common holding ground.
Right.
Right.
I would like to see some DLC, but I know they said they're not going to do it, or at least there's no plans currently.
I don't see the point in it.
Yeah, I mean, it'll still last a while.
Somebody said that if it's popular enough, then they might find a way to add the mode to Reach, which would be pretty tight.
I think they will if they make it a little different. I just want a battle rifle. That's all I'm asking for. Just the battle rifle. Come on, Bungie. Just give me that BR that gets 3 shots. That's all I need. Actually, I'd probably run out of ammo pretty quick.
Yeah, that's what happens with the pistol with me. Yeah.
I don't know. I would like to see a nice alternative for a BR. Like, maybe it's not as powerful as the BR, but it's not as weak as the AR.
What, the pistol? And ODST, pretty much?
The pistol, to me, is very, very weak.
Unless you get headshots and runs. It's only good for headshots.
Yes, very weak. It takes 3 full clips on straight-on contact with the brute to lower its shields.
Yeah, you should. Yeah. If you're not shooting in the head, really then don't waste ammo.
Where the Magnum in Halo 3 is 3 shots.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
2, 3.
But it's silent, so it slows the bullets down.
But it's not going to slow it down 300%.
I know. Yeah.
It's just, that's part of the strategy, I guess. You got to...
Well, it's really good for grunts and jackals. Like, you can get headshots like crazy.
I mean, the only thing you can really do with it is get headshots.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
the best thing to do is the noob combo.
I've used that a lot.
Yeah, it is pretty good using the noob combo, but I don't know. Like, I always carry a power weapon on me, and then I usually carry, like, I'll carry the rockets, and then I usually carry a whatever I can pick up at the time.
Yeah.
Like, if I run across a carbine, I'll pick that thing up.
Yeah,
or a spiker.
Yeah, I'll pick up a carbine straight up. But what I usually do is after the second item that you go find, I'll go into the supply area and pick up a sniper, and I'll just do sniper and SMG.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because sniper, you can get things off long distance and get all the sniper jackals. And by the time I get to the next checkpoint, I have... probably almost used all of my sniper ammo.
I think the hammer is the best gun. It is the best weapon for a firefight all around.
Yeah. And the fuel rod and rockets are good for killing off the chieftain
Wraiths.
Very quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the best way to do it is all 4 players. One of them needs to have... like, usually 2 hammers, one person's got rockets, and the other guy's got a fuel rod. And then everybody else just has, like, pistols.
I've used a lot of needlers.
Yeah, actually, I haven't got that achievement yet. I thought I would get it pretty easy. But I haven't got that yet.
The only time I ever find myself using needlers is against engineers.
I don't know. I like how
I just stick brutes. I just stick brutes. That's all I do.
Kill it. That's. I don't know. That seems a little too easy to me.
Well, they kind of tell. It needs to have a weakness of some kind.
What does?
The engineer.
I mean, it's the plasma.
But I mean, you wouldn't think it would be that weak.
Well, but if you're hardening a sniper rifle to it, it's not that weak.
No.
Yeah, it takes like
seven sniper bullets or more.
Even if you shoot it in the face.
I guess that's true.
Like, what was it? They said that that Halo was basically the first game in history that really utilized the need to use different weapons in different situations. And I think ODST is the biggest representation of that overall because you really have to think about what you're – like when I was playing the streets, I usually just had a sniper and then either the pistol or a carbine. And like I would just snipe the brutes and I would just headshot the grunts. And that's basically how I got through it. If it was a hunter, I was just screwed. I just ran away. I didn't even try.
Yeah, hunters in firefight, you just have to stick, shoot with brute shots.
Somebody told me if you take a pistol, like in Halo 1, to a hunter, it kills them the same. Is that true?
I don't think so.
I think Plasma said that when we were playing. Did you play with
Plasma?
Say
that again?
If you take a pistol, the silenced pistol, to the brute's back, like you, not a brute, but a hunter's back, like you did in Halo 1. I mean, in Halo 1, you could just shoot him in the back once and he'd die.
I don't think it's one shot, but I'm pretty sure it's not one shot because I think I've tried it, but it is a few shots.
Maybe you missed. I'm just saying.
It could be. But I don't think so.
I'm just kidding. we got anything up on next on the sleep? Says Firefoot.
Oh, the jackals are, or not the jackals, the drones are annoying.
Oh, I hate them. They're my least favorite enemy ever.
Yeah. Oh, no, the invisible brutes.
Oh, those are terrible too. Ah.
The fire is ridiculously difficult.
Those, and they blend in really well.
Yeah, so unless it's like...
Even with your visor on, it's hard to see him because all you see is that outline.
Although, visor on dark, it's easier to see. But like on daytime maps where you can't use your visor...
Forget it.
Well, you can. Forget it.
Especially with
catch. It's just really hard.
Stamming fire.
Well, I mean, on something like...
Like Crater?
The uplift reserve equivalent of Firefight.
Yeah, on Lost Platoon. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't... Like, if you use your... visor, it's all white. You can't see anything.
You can only see real, like, if a camo brute came up to you, you should be able to see their outline, even though it's totally blown out.
Well, I'm that MLG pro like Chucky J over here. No, I'm just kidding.
It's not perfect at all. Like, I've had one come up on me, and I didn't see it, even though I had the visor on. So.
Yeah.
I like the fact that in camp, I'm going back to campaign though, that you can open up your the map and see where the enemies are.
No, I don't know if anybody's played it, but it's exactly like Ghost Recon. The whole it's just like Raw. It's the whole entire game is just, if you go back and play Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter 1 or 2, you can just pretend you're playing ODST. The control is exactly the same, and you can just play the game exactly.
Yeah, you like tag enemies, and then you can see like on your map little red squares or something.
Yeah, it's the same exact thing, more or less. Because I think I said on the podcast back when with Microsoft or no, Bungie hired a lot of the people from Ubisoft that were on the Ghost Recon team. From what I was told, I don't actually look up their resumes and stuff, but. I was told that from somebody in the gaming community, and they said it's where they got the idea to make all that stuff was mostly that the ODST team was more or less the old Ghost Recon team.
Hi.
From Ubisoft.
Well, they still did a really good job with it.
Yeah, it's great, but I mean, if you play Ghost Recon, it's the same exact thing. Ghost Recon actually probably works a little bit better because it's. Because, like, it's kind of hard to maneuver on the map sometimes.
especially if you're trying to go underneath stuff or if it's a building. You can't even get to everywhere on the map that it shows that you can get to, I've noticed, I think. At least for in my experience on ODST. They'll be like big open spaces and you can't get to them.
Yeah. I don't know. I think overall, though, Firefight is
the killer app. I think it's the killer app.
Yeah, it really is.
I don't know. I still see a lot more people hanging on to Halo 3 multiplayer than Firefight.
Yeah, probably just like, majority. But I, for myself, like, I used to play Halo 3 campaign a lot because I like to play MLG a lot. But it really, that's all I like to play. And after, I don't know, just getting bullcrapped like 3 games in a row, I would just be like, all right, I'm not playing today. I'm gonna play some campaign. So I probably now just go in and play some Firefight instead of campaign, probably.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, you wouldn't go play Rocket Race or something like that?
Nah, not me. Maybe some Earthfall. Social Skirmish, dude. Skirmish is my favorite.
I don't know. The one game type I've really gotten tired of is Infection.
You have or have not?
I have gotten tired of it.
I really haven't
even played it. Everybody wants to play it.
Yeah, if it were
and
more
people
like,
play it all the time in customs.
Yeah, it's like, hey, let's play Fat Kid again. And they're like, no. We played Fat Kid the last 2 hours.
The one Infection one I like is the one with the houses where the...
Oh, is that...
invisible?
Ghostbusters, yeah, that's the one I like.
That is by far my favorite.
So much fun. It is.
You
really
mean
is.
Until you get a ghost or whatever that decides to hide in this one spot for like half an hour?
The Ghostbusters just like get in a corner so they can't be assassinated. It's pretty stupid.
Yeah. But. Sometimes they implement like a timer like 12 minutes around, which is nice. That's nice. I don't know. That to me is my favorite Infection one. And then I like race maps.
Yeah.
Especially good race maps.
I think I like Rocket Race more than race.
All right, guys. Godfrey just posted on his Facebook, and it writes, "What would you do if you could find if you found out the world ended in 2012?"
Come on!
And I just responded to it. I would tell Bungie to finish Halo Reach quicker.
It's coming out next year. It's going to be fine.
I'm just saying that I would want to play it as much as possible. That's all I'm saying.
He's just promoting that movie.
Is he getting paid to do that? Why are we getting paid?
I sure hope not.
if anybody out
there wants to hire somebody cool in Miami, hire Godfrey.
Or in Atlanta, hire me.
He have a job. He doesn't.
He doesn't have one?
No.
Dude, tell me.
Well, GTR practically is his job, isn't it?
I don't think he gets paid too much from it.
Well, yeah,
but I mean, he doesn't.
Yeah. He worked for the Discovery Channel, and they laid off a bunch of people, like back in January. Somebody hook a boy up.
Hook a boy up. He was one of the few people that didn't go to MLG Orlando last year, and it was kind of disappointing because I haven't actually met him yet. I've met a lot of people, but I haven't met him.
Hmm.
And the Gamercast Network, I think, added some new podcasts.
When?
Really? Recently. Gamer Castle?
I think those are all Destructoid shows.
Oh,
like they
have
three or four shows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind.
Like, I mean, Sarcastic Gamer has, what, 3 different shows?
I don't know. Podtacular is like the only RSS one, if you click it, that it works. Okay, Achievement Junkie works. Grand Theft Auto does not work.
Achievement Junkie works, but they're not doing it anymore.
Like, no, I mean, if you go to GamercastNetwork.com and you click on the RSS feeds, like, the only one that basically works is Retroforce and Podtac.
Nice.
They're all messed up. Okay, Sarcastic Gamer works. Okay, maybe I'm just, but I don't know. Whatever. Maybe it's just my computer, but.
We're just that awesome.
Yeah, we don't mess up.
Perhaps. Anyway, any last minute comments before we wrap this thing up?
It's 2 a.m. I'm just letting people know it's 2 a.m.
12:40 where I am.
Oh.
And I have to be up at 7:45 for a class.
Nice.
You mean you have to be up then or at class?
I have to be up then. My class is at 8.
You can wake up and get to class in 15 minutes?
Yeah, come on.
Class is a 2-minute walk from my apartment.
Oh, yeah. You suck.
Thank you.
Even when I lived in my dorm, it was more of a walk than that to get to my classes.
Well, from the dorm, it's about 7 minutes, but I live in the apartments that are right next to the engineering building.
Oh, that's
cool. What are you going for again?
Computer science.
Cool.
Ballin'.
Sarcastic Gamer posted something, and the title is...
No, actually, our RSS feed on the left side of GamerCastNetwork.com...
is not updating.
Yeah, it says Pod Clan Update March 2009.
Yeah, so we gotta fix
it's
that.
It's linked to the old RSS feed.
We gotta fix
that. Yeah, and I don't even know how Crunk had it set up, so I don't know how to fix it either.
Maybe just send Godfrey the new RSS feed address.
I don't think Godfrey's in charge of GamerCast Network. I think it's the video game show. Or is Godfrey?
Yes, he is.
Oh, yes, he is. Okay. Sorry.
He's the man. The man with the plan.
The man with the plan.
He's the king of the kingdom.
Not Krem. Ballin.
So any other thoughts?
If you haven't bought Halo 3 ODST and you're listening to the show, stop, press pause, go out.
We've already spoiled the entire game for you.
Go out and go buy this game. Go through the 9 circles of hell, and when you come back, write me a comment.
You're going to drop feet first into hell.
Correct.
Yes.
We are dropping in the hell, troopers!
Let's say that is standing order. That's all I'm saying. Should have voted for Mike Huckabee. That's actually who I voted for in the primaries.
Yay, G. Lewis.
Yay. But then I voted
political on the
but then I but then I voted for Obama for the presidential
election. Isn't that ironic?
That's just my opinion. That's just my opinion.
Yep. I know.
It's my opinion, not like the way my opinion
goes. I would have liked Huckabee. That's my first choice. Because, I mean, the Chuck Norris thing, that's what bought me, of course.
Yeah, but once he got that endorsement, a lot of people were sold.
Yeah. I didn't even care what his politics were.
You don't want to get a roundhouse kick to the face, so.
But like, we had the primaries in Georgia, and then like the next week he announced that he was conceding, and I was like, what the hell? I'm wasting my vote. I should have voted for Edwards. That's what I should have voted for.
For who?
Edwards isn't his name. John Edwards.
The guy who has like
an affair.
Yeah, and a daughter and. All this stuff.
Yeah, I should have voted for him. He was the true winner.
What?
He was the true winner. I'm just saying.
Uh huh. Okay.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
He kid.
John Edwards is a Democrat, I think.
Oh yeah, I'm a registered Democrat.
Then why are you voting in the Republican primary?
You can vote in either in Georgia.
You stink.
You just vote, and you can just vote whoever you want to vote for.
That's pretty cool, actually.
I think that's the same way in Texas.
Yeah, I think you can just vote for anybody. For the primary, I voted for Huckabee, and then the election, I voted for Obama.
Obama.
Oh, Obama, please come back to me.
Obama?
We don't need national health care.
And that's the end of This Week in Politics.
Anyway.
Starring Dustin, Greg, the silent amplified silence and Captain Planet and Chuck.
Sorry, for everybody who's listening, it's 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Who's listening in live?
That's why we're rambling. We apologize.
Yeah, so we're all very tired. Yeah. This is like episode like 198. I think we did it at like 4 a.m. and we were just like, gosh.
What are you talking about? 200 was like 2 a.m.
Oh, yeah. We're just like, just end the effing show.
Yeah, it went on for, it was 5 hours total with the pre-show stuff.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Oh my
God. It was fun, don't get me wrong. But
but it was ridiculously long. But yeah, we'll go ahead and wrap this one up.
Kill the puppy.
Yeah.
Send in your, yeah, I'll do it. I guess there's five of us. There's five of that. So.
Hey man, what's this? When are you gonna post this? Probably like end of the week before Sunday.
It'll probably be around Sunday.
Maybe
Monday.
Okay, well remember your spoiler warnings.
But Chucky, me and you, we gotta get a team together for tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's do it. Do it.
Okay. So here's the Earth.
I'm gonna practice. Anyway. I'm gonna practice all day. That's all I'm doing.
And you don't have a life.
You're correct. You are correct.
I think it's Alpha Site and Security Zone.
Alpha Site.
I like Alpha Site.
We'll probably just play one of them.
Alpha Site's good.
Yeah, I played Alpha Site. It's pretty good.
I haven't played Security Zone.
Except when I played Alpha Site with a couple of friends, they were stupid and went and rushed, so we lost all of our lives.
You talking about me?
Before the third wave.
You played with me.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
I didn't think it was with you. I thought it was someone else.
We were playing with Conflict, that kid that kept yelling. And then,
that kid was freaking annoying. And he decided to send me a friend request. I didn't accept it, though.
Yeah, he's probably listening, but, you know, whatever.
We love you, Conflict.
I honestly don't care.
He
was annoying. He was annoying.
You can't make fun of your mom or something? I thought that was funny.
I muted him.
I was laughing.
Who is this?
I don't know.
This is Gamertag's Conflict or something?
We're playing with some British
kids. He's like somebody's younger brother.
I think it's Obsidian Chow's younger brother.
Oh, well, he was very obnoxious.
I think it's Private Churches, actually.
Is it? Oh, okay.
I'm not positive, but I think so.
Anywho.
He's Gamertag, so people can send nasty messages.
Yes, send all your hate mail to duststorm@podtacular.com.
Yeah. I just care.
We'll probably ignore it.
When it is filtered through my Gmail as Podtacular, and I can easily discard it.
Yes. That's how I do it, actually. Okay. I'll read you the email I got yesterday from Eddie, a long-time listener. I don't know. It's what he wrote me. This is what Eddie wrote. Hey, sup. Hey, what good. Hey, what you do thing about that Halo ODST, as Ollie wrote.
Gosh.
Okay.
Well, shout out to Eddie.
Yeah, thanks, Eddie, for writing in. And sorry for not reading more, but I don't know what you're trying to tell me. But everything's good.
In the hood.
In the hood of the ATL. The ends, yo.
Where J. Lewis is nubs.
That's what I do. That's what I do. Wait. Hold on.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Oh boy. About to be a beatdown.
Thriller.
Yeah, Dustin, you're gonna have to warn me about all of Greg's little.
I drive on the wrong side of the road, so just watch out.
I think I will be doing the driving.
He likes to drive with the. He has a lead foot.
I drive fast. What are you talking about?
No, you go full throttle and you don't slow down at all.
That's what's up, man. That's what I do.
A good way to drive.
Did I really drive like that? I did it in ODST. But I mean, I can
maybe it's because you had a camera on him.
He's talking about RL. He's not talking about ODST.
No, this is ODST.
Yeah, we're talking about RL.
Oh, I'm talking about when he comes to Orlando, I need to know all the little things so I can be warned.
Oh.
Like, is he a vegan or something?
Anyway,
should I not offer him pork?
You can offer me whatever.
I don't know.
I ate chicken and shrimp while I was there with you, right?
Where did we go to? The
Chick-fil-A, and we went to that Mongolian place.
Yeah. Which actually wasn't too bad.
And Chili's, with the Chili's, too.
Oh, yeah, Chili's at 1 o'clock in the morning.
No, that was IHOP.
Oh, yeah, that's right, IHOP.
He had Black Shrek wait on us.
So you were saying...
Sorry.
Send in your comments, questions, submissions to spectacular@gmail.com. I have the show notes open.
I get it.
Your submissions are what make the show what it is, so be sure
to get it.
And I have Spectacular for an invitation to send your submissions in for next week's show.
I got it. You can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO.
Follow us on Twitter.
Not again.
That is 206-888-HALO.
4256.
4256?
Pull in the old spell check.
And leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly. We were going to today, but on the Callers and Tales from the Foxhole show.
Tales from the Foxhole.
That's how we do it.
Amp. And be sure to check our website at podtacular.com. And while you're there, check out the forums. There are many regular Halo events you can get involved in and meet some cool new Fallow gamers. If you want to get involved.
He said that last week.
I know he did.
If you want to get involved in the community, check out particular professional and recreational clans and the PC clan, community staff events, and much more.
Dude, we got to announce the All-Star shit. I haven't done that yet. Oh, darn. Okay.
Hey, keep that top secret.
That'll be this weekend.
Okay.
Well, I guess next weekend. This will be out on Sunday, so I'll try to do it next weekend.
Chucky, Planet, take the next one.
Thanks to everyone that contributes to Podtacular by dedicating time to lead events,
working
on the site to keep it up and running, helping out with the bills.
Yeah, thank you, Dusty.
We got bills by donating through PayPal, following us on Twitter and on our Facebook page.
Yes.
Or subscribing to the show on iTunes and the lovely Zune Marketplace.
4.0.
And hopefully Halo Waypoint.
Okay.
Ooh, we gotta email somebody about that. You want me to do that, Dusty?
You can if you want.
Okay, yeah, I'll email.
If we ever get Major Nelson on, we can probably ask him.
Okay. Okay. I'm just saying we shouldn't expect too much, but okay.
We need to find Frankie's email and hit him up.
And spam him.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, send lovely...
A lot of people we need to try to get on the show.
Yeah.
Especially like Nathan Fillion and
Foo Mom Jai.
He never replied to that Facebook thing, so when I send Chishka my letter, I'm going to...
If we get Nathan on, you're inviting me.
Dude, that would be so bomb if we could get Nathan Jesus Christ.
Adam Baldwin.
No, the guy... the
security Wash?
No, this
oh, no, the security guard.
Jerome.
Jerome, if we could get Jerome and Fleon on the same episode, I would die happy. I could just quit the show and just go away forever, and I'd be happy. No, I'm just kidding.
That's when we need to go to Bungie headquarters and just ask Shishko if we can interview Jerome, at the security station.
That would be hilarious.
Jerome, we just want to interview with you. We don't want anybody else. Just
we don't even care about anybody that's inside. We want to talk to you.
Bungie, and I'll be like, Jerome, who do you protect?
I protect Bungie Blowers and Bungie Property.
Oh my god, this is so worth it. I don't care if it costs $5.
Why don't you do the last one?
All right. What do you do when little kids come in here trying to get a peek at Halo?
This. And he throws this.
Use this gravity hammer.
Nice. Well, damn. Okay, you can check out the other shows on the GamerCast Network, Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, the GCN Video Game Show, Retro Force, Podtoid, Podcastle, JBB's shows, show, Post Game Report, at TalkingAboutGames.com, and Destructoid.
.com.
.com.
I want to, you know, I want to take a poll sometime on how many people are actually like up on this GamerCast network thing, because I check out Gamertag Radio and Podtacular.
Oh, no, I checked out this list a while, probably about a month or two ago, and it's still.
I think good. That if you look at the most popular on the Zune Marketplace or on iTunes, we're the second to Sarcastic Gamer.
Yeah, I know Sarcastic Gamer's joke.
Right.
Off. Sarcastic Gamer's like usually top 30, and we're normally top 40. But I'll check the Zune
place. I only listen to the ones that have relatively
maybe once you get back on a regular schedule.
Hey, man. Hey,
man. Local Gamer is really good, actually. Like, Paris is the man.
Paris is the man.
Is the man.
He is the man.
I liked, who they have on, who did, what the hell is this?
Who did that?
Who did Ashwin? What's his Lancelot. Who did Lance have on?
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's cool.
Sarcastic Gamer,
yeah. Yeah.
What's it called? Respawn Radio.
Yeah, Lano is the man.
Yep.
Yeah, I wanna shake his hand someday. Shake his hand.
Yeah. Well, the next show will be back in regular rotation. We will be doing Halo Wars levels 8 and 9, which is Anders Signals.
What? And wait. We're doing it Halo Wars still? Come on, man. That's like a year ago, bro.
Ooh.
Hey, we haven't finished it yet.
Let's do Firefight. Let's do Firefight.
You haven't finished it.
Let's do Firefight. Come on.
I already said 2 weeks ago we were doing
Dusty.
It.
Let's be real. Come on.
This is real.
Okay. What you pay for it? I can't say that. You pay for this. I can't do that.
How many levels are left?
Well, we're doing Ender Signals and the Flood, and then we'll be doing three more after that, and then we'll do the last three. So we'll have three more episodes of Halo Wars campaign, and we haven't even done Halo Wars multiplayer yet either. So.
Okay, I think we need to shoot that puppy in the head. I think.
I'm really disappointed because, I mean, I really like the game, but now there's so much other cool stuff out there. You know?
If there's a demand for it, I think we should do it.
Maybe there's actually a chance for me to play the matchmaking and do decently.
Ooh.
I haven't played matchmaking at all on Halo Wars.
It's pretty laggy.
Actually,
I think I'm not an RTS person, so I that would suck.
StarCraft is the...
Right. Did you play StarCraft like when it first came out, Greg?
Yeah, I've been playing ever since, man. I'm addicted to that game. I don't get it.
He was playing it at MLD Dallas.
I was playing it in Brent's dorm room.
But I imagine there were some pretty big balance issues the first, you know, year or two, right?
I don't think so. I mean, I didn't. Like,
even today, they're still making balance changes.
Yeah, like I was like 14, man. I don't remember. I just played the game.
Back then,
I don't remember either. But it seems like to me, Halo Wars isn't even mature yet because they haven't. I don't know. Hopefully, these most recent balance changes have helped. But
the game's good. I just. Ugh. I don't see I think MLG should open up the spectrum of games. Like, I think they should have a fighting game and an RTS. Halo Wars should not be the RTS. No. It should be StarCraft. They should put StarCraft 2 and, like, Tekken on. If MLG, I think if they did that, it would be, and then put some game, put MAG on just to shut up PlayStation gamers. And then, just put MAG in there. And then, I think they
would. Why do we have to cater to the PlayStation?
I don't know. You know, I mean, the more. I mean, yeah. We'll talk about this later. We'll talk about that after the show.
So, until next time, I am the Storm.
I am Jim.
I'm Evan Silence, your follow gamer.
I'm Chucky J.
And I'm at Captain Planet. So.
And it's 2 a.m.
Keep on dragging trucks.
This time we're time for bed.
This week on the GamerCast Network, Doc Lino and Dave ruffle a few feathers among the Halo faithful with their coverage of ODST in episode 84 of the Sarcastic Gamer podcast. The post-game report welcomes back Finster to talk about the PSP Go and the Old Republic beta. Could this be the fabled WoW killer? Just how bad is Fallen Earth? Find out in episode 162 of the Video Game Show. Discover the community that brings you all these great podcasts and more at GamerCastNetwork.com.
On October 17th, thousands of gamers from more than 100 gaming communities around the world will join forces in an unprecedented battle on behalf of children engaged in the fight of their lives. The second annual Extra Life Video Game Marathon, benefiting pediatric cancer research and treatment, is your chance to make a real difference in this important battle. The best part? You can join the fight from the comfort of your own living room. Get more information online now. Visit extralife.sarcasticgamer.com. Play games, heal kids. Extra Life.